only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CVs will reach.
Well, hello. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell at Jim Campbell Trucking, where we talk all things trucking related. This video is going to be about the top five dirty tricks that truck drivers do to one another or members of the general public do to truck drivers. First of all, please remember to like and subscribe. It'd be really appreciated. And if you have any comments about this video, please leave me a comment below and I'll be sure to respond as soon as I can. Or if you have ideas about an upcoming topic that you'd like me to discuss, leave me a comment below and I'll be sure to get back with you about that as well. Okay. All right. Top five dirty tricks. Number five, trailer theft. Either pilfer each out of the back of the trailer where the driver himself or other drivers or members of the general public will pilfer. That is to say, climb in the back of the trailer and steal whatever they want to steal. How much they want to steal. The only way around that is to make sure you get a heavy style lock. The trailer doors, to lock it. But get thick style locks to try to keep pilferage, keep somebody out of your trailer. And the other thing is kingpin locks. There was a lot of truck driving rings that were actually stealing trailers. There was one case I know of in the Pittsburgh area a few years back. They busted a guy. He would drive into truck stops or whatnot and has a bobtail. And usually must have been during on the weekends when there's a lot of drop trailers. But he'd ride around the drop trailer. And if he ran around the back of it and saw that it didn't have a seal, we figured that's an empty trailer. Then he'd go over and find him one that had a seal on the back of it, so he knew that was a loaded trailer. And he would latch onto that trailer and run with it and take it to a different location, either to unload the contents onto a different trailer or unload it at another location or break the seal somewhere, whatever. But the trailer's gone. The only way to combat that is to have kingpin locks on it. Nothing's going to stop a thief, 100%, but it's a deterrent. So the locks on the back to stop pilferage from somebody getting in the back of the trailer, and the kingpin locks are actually deterrents, but they're good deterrents. So, all right, number four item, dirty trick, if you want to call it a dirty trick, or out and out theft from the general public or other drivers, is stealing of fuel. They get a siphoner and siphon fuel out of somebody's, fuel tank. And you figure if they got, 10, 20 gallon, jugs, and they fill, a couple of them up real quick and walk away with 20 gallons of your fuel or 30 gallons of your fuel, at $4.50 a gallon, that's $150 worth of fuel they just took off you. Well, how do you combat that? Get locking fuel caps. I don't think people realize that they do make those for tractors. There's actually two styles. You can get a locking fuel cap that, goes around your existing cap and locks in, and you got a key and you got the other kind that actually replaces the fuel cap you have and screws on with a lock, just like you can buy them for your four-wheeler. Now, they're not universal. Because different, it's just like cars, different makes and models take different makes or models. So you got to make sure you get the correct fuel cap that goes with your particular model truck. But that's the way you combat it. It's the way you stop it. A locking fuel cap goes for somewhere between $40 and $100 each. So naturally you would need two, one for each side, right side, left side of fuel tank. So if they cost somewhere between $40 and $100, per cap, let's say an average cost $75 per. So you'd have $150 invested by, locking up your fuel tanks. $150 was going to cost you. $75, per side times two. So if somebody rips you off 34 gallons of fuel at $4.50 a gallon, do the math. That's $153. So somebody rips you off just one time, siphon 34 gallons of fuel out of your tanks, that's $153. The cost of making sure it doesn't happen is $150. you know. And then you get the added benefit of stopping from individuals, unsavory individuals, from pouring foreign substances in your fuel tank. You might have a driver out there or a member of the general public that doesn't like the company you're driving for, might not like you as a person. Yeah, they might be just a goofball, but for whatever reason, they elect to pour a foreign substance into your fuel tank. You know, might be bleach, might be, could be anything, sugar, you know, whatever they pour in your fuel tank. Then it runs up through your engine. You know, who knows what kind of damage it could, I mean, you could end up with massive, massive engine damage from people pulling a stunt like that. Number three item, as we count them down here. Let's say you're at a truck stop somewhere and you go to get in your truck and you go to hit, after you've done your walk around, of course, you've done your walk around, you make sure everything looks good, you check everything you're supposed to check, go to get in your truck, go to release the brakes, and it won't release. What's going on here? So you think you've got a major problem. I'm going to tell you the first thing to check. You got a lot of people out there that like to play games. They think they're little tricksters. So what they do is take your glad hand off, put a quarter or something, usually a quarter, you know, in between, and reconnect your glad hand. So now it's not allowing air to free flow, so your brakes aren't going to get released, you know. So that's the first thing you want to check. You know, it's a little game that some people like to play. So way you stop that, or the way you make sure somebody doesn't take your trailer, or to make sure some way somebody doesn't steal your rubber garments, is get yourself a glad hand lock. They only cost about $15 each. Yeah, they're pretty cheap. You can order them off Amazon, you know. But get a glad hand lock. Everything that you get, or you know, moving forward, should be to protect you and your truck and your cargo. So having the, you know, locks for the rear of your trailer, a kingpin lock for your trailer if you're going to drop it, locking fuel cap, your locking, you know, a glad hand lock, you know, those are investments. Those are investments that might just save you a ton of money moving forward down the line. You're a professional in a professional industry, and once again, you got to protect that load, got to protect, you know, your equipment. So, all right, here we go. The number two reason, things you need to watch out for as far as dirty tricks, pulling your trailer tandem pin. Now, a lot of your newer trailers or a lot of your newer makes have the trailer release for your tandems for sliding them and the tractor. But a lot of them are still being made, and a lot of your older ones, you know, the release is right underneath the belly of the trailer, you know. So you got a lot of people out there for one reason or another might not like you, might not like the company you're working for, wherever the case. So they're pulled that pin. They're pulled that pin. And if you didn't do a walk around, you get back from that equipment that you left unattended, and you didn't do a walk around that tractor, you're probably going to miss somebody pulling that pin. And if you get in that truck, release your brakes, and you pull out, you might end up in a world of shit. So, but check to make sure somebody didn't pull your pin. You know, you don't want that slider to drop that trailer and hear something go boom, boom. Okay, the number one dirty trick that drivers do to one another or other drivers, you know, for one reason or another, due to other drivers, is pulling their fifth wheel pin. I remember, this is years ago, I'm talking, I was up in Barstow, California, sitting at a truck stop, just gone in. I actually came back, if I remember right, from having lunch. Got my tractor, and I'm got my comic book out. I'm getting ready to draw a line or two. And I look over, and there was a guy, a Coca-Cola driver. Because you know how they had the almost like UPS. They had their own shorts and, you know, their own top Coca-Cola and so forth shirt. So he walks around. And gets in his, well, he walked around, and I didn't see him immediately get in his truck. Then I glanced over to my left because he was parked beside me, and I saw that he did get in a cab of his truck. He drives off. Well, once he pulls out, I saw that on the other side of him was a Pepsi tractor trailer, you know? So I'm like I said, I'm catching my logbook up, and I'm getting ready to pull out. And about that time, I see a Pepsi driver walking out of the truck stop and going to his truck. He climbs in it, just like the Coke guy did, goes to pull out. He pulls out, trailer went boom, boom, you know, hit the cement, you know? So obviously, can't prove it. I didn't actually see it, but I think that Coca-Cola truck driver pulled the pin of the Pepsi driver, you know, just because they're competitors. So, but that stuff happens all the time. It seems like it's more prevalent amongst the newer, more than the new crowd of truck drivers who, for one reason or another, just don't have any respect, you know, for the driving industry. It's all fun and games, you know, but, check that fifth wheel. Make sure somebody didn't pull your pin. And one of the things I'd recommend is whenever you're going to leave your tractor and trailer unattended, you know, when you're in your parking spot where you're going to park at, set your trailer brakes and then pull the tractor forward, you know, to put some tension against that fifth wheel. Then lock your truck brake. You know, set your brakes on your tractor. You know, that way you got some tension where somebody leans underneath there, grabs your fifth wheel pin, they're not going to be able to pull it out as readily. It should lock and stay in place. But always, when you leave that tractor trailer unattended for any reason, when you get back, you should be doing a walk around. Very first thing you should be doing is glancing up underneath the front of the truck. Make sure that you have no leakage come from your radiator or oil pan in the front. But you just glance under. Then as you do your walk around from the driver's side, you glance under, make sure your kingpin, fifth wheel pin hasn't been pulled. Continue walking down alongside, make sure your tires are all okay. Glance under, make sure that your tandem pin hasn't been pulled, it's still in place. Rear tires are okay. Take a walk around the other side. You know, I'm not so much worried about the lights, because if you started off that day and you did a good PTI, you know your lights are working. But anytime you leave that tractor trailer unattended, you should be doing a walk around before you just get on and get in and take off again. So, all right, my friends, once again, please remember to like and subscribe. Have any comments about this video or others, leave me a comment below and I'll try to reply as soon as I can. Or once again, if you'd like to discuss another topic that I haven't discussed, you know, as of yet, leave me a comment and I'll be sure to get back. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.